Okay. We have several prayer requests this morning, okay. Pastor Tammy.
Okay.
The first one is, let's pray for Rick Copeland, okay. who had a fall due to passing out.
Okay.
And then let's pray for Jan Gaines, who has a really sore throat.
Okay.
Pray for Deanne Brossel,
okay.
who has been dealing with a cough and congestion for several days
okay.
and is feeling even worse today.
Okay. All right.
And then there's some on the back.
Okay.
And then pray for Kennedy, Deanne's two-year-old daughter, who had her tonsils taken out Friday, but still is not feeling good.
Okay. Yes.
And not able to eat or drink
much.
And then I have an unspoken, urgent request
okay.
for Sandra Stillman in Texas.
Okay. All right. All right.
There you go, sister.
All right. Let's go to the Father's throne. Father, we are so thankful that because we are your children, we can come boldly before your throne, knowing that, Father, what we ask according to your will, it will be done. And we don't have to worry about not, you know, that you might be upset that we've got to get all cleaned up before we come in. Jesus Christ already did everything that needed to be done. So we thank you, Father, and we come boldly before your throne right now, God, to lift these people before you. Father, we thank you that Rick Copeland is in your care. God, you see Rick Copeland, you know everything about him. Father, you even know the hairs on his head. So God, I thank you that you know the exact reason why he passed out. You're not surprised by this. You know the end of Rick Copeland from the beginning. So God, you knew this day would come. You knew that there would be a day he was going to pass out, and you know the exact reason why he passed out. And so Father, right now we lift Rick before you. Father, we thank you for keeping him safe. Now, Father, we come to make requests before you because you said, let your request be made known with thanksgiving. And so, God, right now, we come to lift up Rick before you. We request, Father, healing, total healing for Rick. Right now, Father, whatever is out of balance, put back into balance. Father, anything that is not right, heal it right now in Jesus' name. Anything that needs to be brought to light, bring it to light in Jesus' name. Father, any wisdom that needs to be imparted so that they can have clarity on if there's anything he needs to do for his health. God, I ask you to bring that to light. Give them the wisdom. God, you are the God of all wisdom. So I thank you that you said when we lack wisdom, you would give it liberally and without reproach. And so Father, right now, give this family and give Rick wisdom to know what to do in this situation. Father, I ask right now life for Brother Rick. Father, we pray for healing. Anything that might have happened when he fell, we just ask right now that he be totally healed, completely healed. And God, that right now you would just comfort him, be with him, and God, just be over his well-being. I thank you that you said you give life and not death. So we speak life over Rick right now in Jesus' name, and we rebuke any death in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we lift up Jan Gaines to you. Father, you see that she's got a sore throat. I thank you, Father, that you care about our throats. And so, Father, right now we speak healing to this throat. We say be healed in Jesus' name. All sickness, all virus, all infection, leave this body right now in Jesus' name. Healing overtake Jan in Jesus' name. I thank you that the blood of Jesus was shed for Jan's healing. And so we stand in the gap right now. We put her before the throne of heaven. We thank you that Jesus, your heart is to heal. And so God, we thank you right now that Father, your heart is to bring wholeness and healing to her. And so Father, bring healing right now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Deanne Brossel. God, you see that she's been dealing with cough and congestion for several days, and God, she's feeling even worse today. And so right now, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I rebuke pneumonia in Jesus' name. I say you have no place in a daughter of the Most High. Pneumonia, we drive you out in Jesus' name. All cough and congestion be gone in Jesus' name. We say any demons trying to cause trouble in this body, we say the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. You shall not put sickness upon our sister in Christ, but you shall leave her in Jesus' name. Right now, blood of Jesus, begin to cleanse her body of all virus, infection, any bacteria trying to set up in her body. Blood of Jesus, you said you cleanse all things, so go and cleanse her body right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for the cleansing taking place right now. I thank you that this thing is turning around in Jesus' name because we called on you, Father. And Father, you said that if we come to you, God, we know it is your will to heal. So right now, we expect a turnaround in her body right now in Jesus' name. Daughter, I say rest in the Lord in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you're driving that out right now. And Father, we want to lift up Kennedy. God, I thank you that you're with Kennedy. God, you see this little girl and she had her tonsils taken out. She's still not feeling great. Father, right now, begin to cause all swelling to leave in Jesus' name. All swelling in this throat, be gone in Jesus' name. All pain, we command you to leave in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you created the body to heal itself. So God, right now, I thank you that this body is healing itself. But Father, you know this little girl, she's just 2 years old and her mindset is thinking, if it's painful, I'm not doing it. So Father, right now, begin to cause that pain to subside so she could begin to eat and drink again. Father, I thank you that your touch is on this little girl. You said even the angels. This little girl has angels that are constantly with her. And so, Father, right now, strengthen her. Angels, go strengthen her. Convince her, Holy Spirit, to begin to eat and drink again. God, I thank you that you are over this little girl's well-being. And, Father, I just ask you to give her mom a peace of mind, because I know what it is to have a little baby that ain't feeling well. And Father, I know you're not at rest till that child is well. And so Father, right now, give mama peace of mind. Give her peace of mind. Give her wisdom to know what she needs to do. Father, give her right now, Holy Spirit, give the mother strategies. Holy Spirit, you have all the strategies and plans. Give her strategies on how to help this little girl begin to eat and drink again. Father, I thank you that you can do that. And I thank you that you're releasing it to her right now in Jesus' name. Father, we want to lift up Sandra Stillman. God, you know what's going on. I thank you that nothing is hidden from you. Everything is laid naked and bare before you. So I thank you, Father, that what is going on in Sandra's situation, it's an urgent situation. I speak life over Sandra and over her family. I speak life over every situation she's involved in, every spirit of death that would try to come up and cause all kinds of trouble. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. You shall leave this situation. I speak peace to this family. I speak peace to this woman. I speak peace to this situation. I thank you, God, that you said that you would bring peace that passes all understanding. So right now, convince Sandra. I don't know who she is, but God, if she hasn't done it, show her right now that she can let her request be made known to you with thanksgiving in her heart, and you will cause peace to set up as a guard over her heart and mind. Peace will become the sentinel, the guard that will stand over her and not allow the enemy to have any access. We can set peace up over our homes, peace up over our loved ones, peace up over our jobs, whatever it is. God, we can set that up by letting our request be made known with thanksgiving. So God, right now, show her this. Sandra, if you're with us, set up peace as the guard over this situation, whatever it is, because peace will begin to say, no, you cannot come in here. You don't have access here. And so the enemy comes to steal what? He comes to steal peace, because if he can get peace out of the way, he's moved the guard. See, and he has access. So right now, begin to set that up. God, I thank you that you're going to give her wisdom. Give Sandra the same thing. Holy Spirit, give her plans and strategies, wisdom of God to know what to do in this situation and how to do it. And we thank you, Father, that there is nothing we go through that you haven't already seen and already laid the path to know how we're to walk this out. So begin to give them insight to know how to walk this out, to go around the traps the enemy has laid. And I thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And we have one more that came in. Pray for the Raymond Jackson family as he went to his heavenly home on September 8th. Aww. His wife, Carol, is the one who has faithfully been mailing out the reminder cards to the pastors and guests for years.
Okay. Oh, Father, we want to lift up the Jackson family. God, we especially lift up Carol. Father, there is just nothing like losing a loved one, and you know that. You know what it was. You watched your own son die on the cross, and God, you know that kind of pain. Father, you're not taken back by that kind of pain. You know the depth of it. Father, we don't even fully know the depth of it, but you do. And so, Father, right now, we thank you for Raymond's life. We thank you, Father, for his purpose and his destiny. And God, we thank you, for just being with Raymond, that Raymond is with you, Father. I thank you that he is with you right now. And Father, I thank you that you are with Carol. Now, Father, we lift up Carol, the family, all those that are still here. Father, you know what they're going through. Father, cause them to grieve with hope. The word says that we can have worldly grief, or we can have the grief that's of really the family of believers. And the family of believers grieve with hope. And so, Father, right now, cause this family to grieve with hope. Father, in the midst of this, cause their hearts to turn toward you. It's a strange thing, Father, but you said the time of a person's death is better than the day of their birth. And it's, I don't fully understand that, but what I do know is that it means we get to return fully to you. And so, Father, I know that, God, there is a wonderful thing about going back home with you. And Father, I ask that you comfort this family with that, to know that there is another place. Those that don't know you in this family, draw them to yourself through this, Father. Lord, you said that in a time like this, it actually causes people who don't know you to draw near. So Father, let those loved ones of Raymond draw near to you in this hour, and really examine that there is a day coming for each and every one of us where we will stand and give an account. It will be determined whether we received Jesus or we didn't. And so Father, let this be the day. I know there would be nothing more valuable to Raymond than to see his loved ones accept Jesus through his going on to heaven to be with you. And so, Father, let salvation come to this family and friends because of the moving on, the transitioning of Raymond. And so, Father, I thank you that you're working all this out for good right now. You're taking what Satan means for evil, and you're using it for good. And so turn their hearts to you. Comfort them. You're the God of all comfort. So we just call on you, God of all comfort, to minister right now to this family like only you can. And so, Father, send help, send encouragement, send just the right word fitly spoken in due season. God, there are just seasons when you know it. There are days when these loved ones are going to be up, and then there are going to be days when they're down. Father, on those days that they're down, send the right person at the right time to encourage them. And Father, we thank you that your arms are around this family, that you are, I just believe you are never more close than in a moment like this. And so Father, just comfort them and embrace them. Let them not just be told that you love them, but let them experience your love in the midst of this, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So before we go to the sponsors, Pastor Tammy, yeah, would you be so kind as to share your church, your location, and your times of services?
Yes, I know. You told me. Do you got a paper on this?
Oh, you this need my cheat sheet, sister.
Cheat sheet. This is terrible. Praise God.
That's
for
what
a cheat
have.
Sheet. This is great. I love it. Okay, praise God. Okay, we are the Refuge Church, and we are located at 18304 East 1140 Road. Let me say that again, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Now, you can put this in your Google Maps or whatever, and it was messed up if you had an iPhone, but we have adjusted that now, so when you put it in, it will take you to the right place, praise God. We've been so blessed. New Liberty Church in Sarah has opened their building. We've really joined together, so now we're calling ourselves the Refuge in New Liberty. So, the Refuge in New Liberty. We have New Liberty now, and liberty means freedom, and so we've moved into a new place of freedom, but we want you to come join us. We start on Sunday mornings. Sunday school is at 10. Service is at 10:45. And then Sunday night is at 6 o'clock. We have an awesome study on Sunday night. We have an awesome Bible study on Wednesday. It starts at, we have at 5 o'clock. Let me take that back. 6 o'clock we have prayer, and 7 o'clock we have regular service. So please come join us. We always say this, come where the glory of God changes everything. There, I did it.
You did wonderful. Joshua's Crossings Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
That's good.
Hang on,
y'all. You got it. It's a Monday.
I think my tongue just woke up now.
Praise God.
Okay. PVM Church.
Amen. You got
located
it.
Located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
From all of us here at PK & Company, great job, Barbara Dyson Ford, on your 5th President's Award. Thank you for your loyalty to our community.
This is Curtis Hutchinson. All of us here at Hutchinson Oil congratulate Barbara Dyson on your 5th President's Award. You deserve it.
Chad Smith here with Smith Ag. Congrats to Barbara Dyson on your 5th President's Award for your amazing customer service.
We want to thank all of you, our customers, as we celebrate this prestigious award. Come experience the difference at Barbara Dyson Ford and check us out at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
And we're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Tammy Bailey. Her message for this morning is a father's heart. The father's heart.
Oh, I love it. There's nothing I love more than the father's heart, because guess what? The father's heart is for us. It's for us. And his heart has always been for us. And he loves us with an everlasting love. I want to get right back into it, because we're talking about really the father's heart. The father's heart is for us to know him. See, the father's heart is for us to know his love for us. The father's heart is for us to feel comfortable to come and build a relationship with him. The father's heart is to be in relationship with you and I. And so I want to jump right back in. We know that eternal life is not about heaven. Eternal life is about knowing the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son. And so it's about building a relationship with him. And so I want to look at John 6:38, and I'm going to run through this quickly. John 6:38 says this: Jesus said, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." And then in verse 39, he said, "And this is the Father's will." And so he begins to talk about that he came to do the Father's will. Now, the Father said this. Remember at Jesus' baptism, he said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." Did you know that he said that before Jesus ever began to minister? Think about that. Before Jesus ever began to do the work God called him to do, the Father said, "I am well pleased in my Son." You see, sometimes we feel like God's pleased with us when we do the work he's called us to do. But that is not the case. God is pleased with us because we are his sons and daughters. When we come through Christ, now we get his love and acceptance. We're washed clean. We are never accepted and loved by what we do. We're loved and accepted because of who we are. We are his children. Amen. And so the Father was pleased with Jesus before he ever began his ministry. And so Jesus lived to please the Father. He said, "I came to do my Father's will." See, he said he only spoke what the Father said, and he only did what he saw the Father doing. And so as the Father was just teaching me about being in relationship with him, he said, "Tammy, you are my daughter." And he said, "I am your father." But he began to ask me this. He said, "Tammy, I want to begin to talk about sonship." And he said, since Jesus was focused on only doing what pleased me, he said, "Tammy, what I want to ask you is, what kind of daughter have you been to your earthly father?" And I said, whoa. See, a lot of times we focus on what kind of father we had in the earthly realm. And it's all about how our fathers didn't measure up. And I could go on and on. I love my father. Wonderful, wonderful man of God. But there were areas I felt like I lacked in. And they were very painful. And they brought deep wounds in my heart. And God had to come in and heal those. But for the first time, God began to say to me, Tammy, what kind of daughter were you to your earthly father? I said, whoa, okay, that was an eye-opener for me. And as I began to look at it, what I realized was is that I was not doing what my father wanted because I loved him. It was not my desire to do my father, earthly father's will. It was my desire to do my earthly father's will selfishly. Okay, what do I mean by that? As I began to look at it, he asked me a question. He said, Tammy, when your dad asked you to mow the lawn, why did you do it? I said, oh, okay. Well, number one, I did it because I was afraid if I didn't do it, he's going to punish me. Okay. He said, okay. So it was fear. I said, yeah. Okay. He said, and number two, he began to show me, number two, the reason I did it was because I wanted his approval. So sometimes I would mow the lawn because I thought daddy might love me more. So it was either based on I was afraid he would punish me or that I could get his love or I could get his approval. And so the father began to show me. He said, Tammy, did you notice those two reasons were about you? And so as I started really examining all the things I was doing in life, I really started saying, why am I doing these things? And I started looking. And so many times they were self-centered. They were about Tammy. They were about what it brought me, what it would cause me. And so as I began to look closer at that, he said, Tammy, sonship is all about how it affects my father. See, true sonship is doing the will of the Father based on what it does for the Father, not based on what it does for me. See, he said, Tammy, true. He said, when you begin to walk as a daughter, see, when I begin to live like a daughter who wants to do the will of her father, all of a sudden I begin to mow the lawn because I say, you know what? My dad is working so hard. I mean, my dad worked hard. He was the hardest worker I knew. He got up before the sun came up. He didn't come home till after the sun was down. He worked nonstop. And so he said, sonship is coming in and seeing that the lawn meat needed mowed. And thinking, you know what? My father wants me to mow this. And it's not because he wants to be hard on me. It's because he needs help. He's tired. He's working all the time. And then he has to come home and he has to do all of this as well. You know what? I see the lawn needs mowed and I'm going to jump out there and mow it because I just want to help my father. I know this is going to bless him. Not because I want anything from him, but because I just want to be a blessing to him. And see, that's what true sonship is. And the Father's trying to bring us into this place where God, this is what God does for us. See, the love of the Father is doing for us not based on anything we do for him. That is what his love is for us. It is unconditional. It is based on what he sees a need in us and he wants to bless us. He wants to help us. He wants to pour out and express his love on us. And see, he's turning us back into that. But did you know we can never express this kind of love to the Father until we receive that love from him? You see, I cannot give what I do not have. I have to receive his unconditional love before I'm ever going to express this back to him. And see, this is what true sonship is. He said, Tammy, I want you to begin to move to a place where Jesus did. Jesus laid his life down. Jesus came and made himself of no reputation. He came to do my will, the Father's will. He said everything he did was to please the Father. Everything. And it was just because he loved the Father and he wanted to honor his Father through obedience. But a lot of times we obey through fear. We're missing the point. You see, this is why if we'll behold the love, we'll begin to take our time to wait on the Father and build that love relationship. When we begin to look at his love for us and we begin to put our faith and trust in his love for us, guess what? Out of that love relationship builds obedience. Jesus gave the commands and they were to love God and to love one another as he loved us. It was not about obedience. Why? Because obedience is not what he's here for. But when I love God, I will obey. You see, when I put things in the right perspective, everything will flow right. But when I'm working on obeying first, what happens is I'm setting up the do's and don'ts, the rules, the list, because I need to obey God. Because guess what? When I start digging deeper, I'm looking for his love and acceptance. But when I focus on beholding his love, guess what? All of a sudden, everything will flow out of that. Obedience flows out of that. Can you see? See, sometimes people go, well, when those love people start talking, they aren't even focused on obedience. I say, no. You see, obedience flows out of love. But a lot of times we get wrapped up in obedience and we think love will flow out of that, and it will not. Love does not come out of obedience. Never. But obedience can come out of love. And so that's the way the Father wants it. And so I want to look at a couple verses and we're going to close. I want to turn to Acts 13:22. I want to say this. The Father is trying to bring us into a true sonship where we, like Christ, live to please our Father out of a heart of love. And he began to show me I was not submitting to my earthly father. And he said, Tammy, your father didn't have your heart. He had your obedience, but your obedience was based on your own selfish reasons. And so the father said, what did he say? He said, I look not at the outward appearance, but I look at man's heart. See, God is looking to get your heart, not your obedience. Get your heart, and everything else will flow out of that. And so the Lord began to show me, he said, Tammy, he said, I don't know. He showed me this one time in my own life that he said, Tammy, I want you to stop focusing on, what kind of husband your spouse is being. See, a lot of times we're in turmoil because we want our spouse to act a certain way, and we're in turmoil over it. And sometimes we're in turmoil because our children are not acting the way we want them to act. And so he said, Tammy, he said, what I want you to do is begin to focus on being the wife I called you to be. Focus on being the mother I called you to be. Now he's teaching me to focus on being the daughter he's called me to be. And I said, whoa, okay, thank you. Thank you, Father. So what kind of daughter are you being? What have you been in your earthly relationship with your father? Because that'll begin to show you what kind of mentality you have with the heavenly father. A lot of times what we think in the earthly will be reflected in the heavenly. And God wants to begin to tear down wrong thinking and put up the right thing, okay? And so Acts 13:22, it says this. It says, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Now I want you to catch that. God was saying something here. He said, when I got David's heart, he became a man after my own will. See, David did the will of God after God got his heart. See, God has got to get our hearts so that then we will walk in his will. It comes first, guys. And so the Lord said to walk in sonship is to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. It's to walk in a relationship with him, to do his will from the heart. God's asking us to be the sons and daughters he's called us to be. In fact, I underlined this, but this is what he said to me. I didn't underline that. I've got it here somewhere. I want to make sure I say this. What kind of daughter have you been to the Father? What kind of son have you been to the Father? Because this is what God's after. He's after relationship. And so as we get ready to close, I want you to recognize God is after your heart. And if you will focus on loving God first, everything else is going to fall into place. The Bible says, blessed are those who seek him with their whole heart. See, sometimes our hearts, they're not for the Father fully. They're for a lot of things. And so God is saying, I need to get your whole heart, my child. Blessed is the one whose whole heart is for God. So it's a process. Don't be discouraged. If you're sitting there saying, well, I'm in trouble because I just I don't love him with my whole heart, and I know, and I've got my heart all over here. It's okay. It's a process. I'm still giving God my whole heart. It's a journey. I believe it's a lifelong journey, Monica. It's a lifelong. And it's like now, right now in my life, he's getting another piece of my heart that I didn't realize he didn't have. If you'd asked me 20 years ago when I got saved, I would have said he had my whole heart. But see, as I got closer to the Father, I began to see there were some areas he didn't have. And that's okay. God is exposing it. He doesn't show it all at one time. He shows it piece by piece because he's working little by little. You see what he's doing? Remember when he told the Israelites to go in and take the promised land? They took it one city at a time. And that's what's happening. Right now, he is taking our heart one spot at a time. See, he's taking it one area at a time. And it's really, we're going and taking back our heart and giving it fully to God. And so I want you to know the Father's heart is for you today. But the Father is wanting you to be in relationship with him. He wants to know you and you to be known by him. He wants to experience a relationship with you. All of this is about that. Adam and Eve lost that and Jesus came to get it back. But is God getting that with you? Are you walking and talking and just living your life with him? Or are you focused on do's and don'ts and living by the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, constantly setting up a life that you think will please God when God said, all I want is your heart. All I want is your heart, and everything else will flow out of that. So I pray you're encouraged today to seek God, to just start focusing on beholding him and letting your love for him develop and grow. And everything else is going to come together. I promise you, it will. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. You know, when I was going through the grieving process, and when I came back to Christ, I had compartments, closets in my heart. And I had a twisted idea. I had it twisted. I can give God all the good because he's holy. He's righteous and holy. I had it so wrong, y'all. I had it so wrong for so long. And I believed that I could only give him the good. And I had to keep the bad because he's so holy. You know what I'm saying? And I was so, so wrong. And then the Lord, his spirit, his sweet, sweet spirit, said, I want it all. I want the whole heart. I want everything, because when you pour it out, when you pour it out to me at my feet, give me your heart. I want all of it. Open all doors of your heart to me. And let me walk through it like the garden.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And when he said that to me,
wow,
it kind of took me back. He said, when you give it to me, if you continue to contain it, I cannot take it and use it for my glory. So open every door in every compartment to your heart.
That's powerful.
And pour it all out to me. You pour your whole heart out. I want to hear it all. Because then that opens your whole heart to me and allows me to walk through it. Dwell in it.
That's powerful.
And then I can change it.
Yeah.
And that has forever. When he untwisted, he untwisted the twisted truth that I had in my mind. And in what I believed it. That's what I believed. God is so righteous and holy. And that, and then I had a twisted sense of holy. Okay. I thought that holiness was perfection. Perfection. Period. But then I learned that holy is being set aside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's precious.
And God has set us aside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're perfect. Like, yep. I pray in the mornings.
Right.
When I got that revelation.
Wow.
I was like.
Yes.
It was like bricks off my shoulder.
Yep.
Because I want to be holy.
Yep.
But I knew that I was not perfect.
Yeah.
And that I could, you know, on this side, I'm going to mess up.
That's
I'm
right.
going to make mistakes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right.
But Jesus.
Man, that's good.
But Jesus.
But Jesus. That's beautiful, Monica.
I want to encourage you today to open your whole heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Even if it's one compartment at a time.
Yes.
Just open that one compartment.
Wow.
That you've had hidden for so long.
Yep. Yes.
That's eating you up.
Mm.
Open that Thank little you, compartment.
Father. That's right.
And pour it out to God.
Mm.
To the Father. And watch him. Watch him walk through your heart.
That's so good.
Like it is the garden.
Wow. Wow. And I think when you said that, it just really stood out to me so much. I had never seen that. That to not let him in that area is to hold back glory mm-hmm. from him.
Mm-hmm.
This is meant to be used for his glory. And I don't want to hold anything back
he
from him.
He can't use it if we ain't willing to give it.
Yes, it's supposed to be used.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's nothing in your heart that's going to turn God away.
Yeah,
that's When right. you come to his throne, when you come to his feet.
That's right.
And you pour it out. He's not there to say, well, you shouldn't be having that's that right. in there.
That's right.
He's there to say, that's just what I want to use for my glory.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Monica. Wonderful.
He's so faithful.
I love him.
He's so wonderful, y'all.
Yes.
Would you like to pray this and end this out to Ms. Tammy?
Yeah, I'd be honored. Father, we are so blessed today. God, we just sit here humbled because you are a good, good Father. There's no one like you. Father, we just want to say we're sorry for any way that we've kept things closed off from you because we've been afraid of you, for fear of punishment, for fear of rejection, just wanting to keep that hidden because of shame and just regret. And Father, those things are like poisons, and they've been poisoning us. And Father, today we thank you for this revelation because, Father, we're not going to stay that way anymore. Today we choose to open that door. Today we open it to you. We're not going to hold anything back from you. Thank you for your revelation that our hearts are like the Garden of Eden, and you want to walk through every bit of it. They are the garden that you come and walk and talk with us in. And God, we welcome you today. We invite you to come in. We don't keep any door closed anymore, and we give it to you. We don't want to hold back any glory for you. God, it is all yours. God, we thank you that just like I think it was Paul who said, and this too shall turn for a testimony. This too, this very thing that we've kept hidden, this thing that we've been struggling with, this thing that we've been ashamed of, this too in the hands of you, Father, shall be turned for a testimony. We thank you that everything that the enemy means for evil, you really are using for our good. And so we just lay it in your hands today. Father, we just invite you and welcome you into our deepest places. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous pastor powerhouse, Tammy Bailey. Y'all have a blessed Monday, and we will see you on tomorrow. Let us
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.